Hello and welcome to Isayo's History Podcast. I'm your host, Isayo Rincon. I do this show to summarize the events of the past, so it could be easier to explain to all you kids, adults, and humans whatsoever. For today's topic, we're going to be talking about the horrendous crime of the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. We're going to be talking about how it happened, who was the killer, what happened to the killer at the end? What were the results of this thing? Now, let's get on with the show. President Lincoln was the president back in March 4, 1861 to April 15, 1865. Since then, everything was perfect until one man did the deed and assassinated President Lincoln. The question is, who was the killer? Why and how did he plan it? To answer that question, it all started in 1865, March 17. When Lincoln got slavery abolished, the killer, John Wilkes Booth, had disagreed to these terms, and he wanted to do something about this. Therefore, Booth decided to come up with a plan to kidnap President Lincoln when he was going to visit the soldiers' hospital. But Lincoln did not visit the hospital that day. With Booth's plans foiled, he decided to come up with a different way to get rid of the president. He came up with the most horrendous crime in history, to assassinate the United States president. A month goes by. It's April 14 now. The location is at Ford Cedar. There was a play going on. It was called Our American Cousin. It starts to happen. Suddenly, a gunshot was heard. A collapse fell to a floor. The president is dead. The killer is no other than John Wilkes Booth. What happens to Booth after killing President Abraham Lincoln? Well, after shooting Lincoln, he jumped off the president's cedar box, but sadly, well, not really, he broke his left leg. How painful. In pain before he left, the sick, abusive man, he shouts, "Sic semper tyrannis," which means in English, "thus always to tyrants." A day later, at April 15, 1865, Lincoln died due to the bullet on the back of his head caused by John Wilkes Booth. Since then, John Wilkes Booth was on the run for a long time. Well, not really. He was only gone for 11 days. On April 26, 11 days after Lincoln's death, Booth was caught in a tobacco barn in Virginia. When he was caught, he was shot to death by Corporal Boston Corbett. It truly is sad to see a president go away. Since we're talking about presidents, let's get on with our sponsor. Take it away, Asylum number 2. Thank you, Isayo number 1. Let's get on with today's sponsor. Hello, boys and girls, adults, and everybody in the world. Are you bored? No life? And you're letting your brain rot every single day? If you have any of these problems, you should come down to the Ford Cedar and have fun. Tickets cost $25 and free for the kids under the age of 10. We are showcasing our greatest show in the world, Our American Cousin. It's a good show. You should come by. The president's going to be there. We're all going to have one great time at the Ford Cedar. Come on down, Ford Cedar. And if you come today, you get a free ticket to go see our new film, Our American Cousin. It's a good show. Like I said, you should come by. Come by today. Back to you, Isayo number 1. Thank you, Isayo number 2. For that wonderful sponsor. Now, Where were we? I don't know. Oh, yeah, now I remember. What were the results after this horrendous event? A lot of things happened after Abraham Lincoln's death. But I choose three reasons and effects that affected this. Well, number one, people were scared. This has never happened before. No one took the risk to assassinate a president of the United States. This was the first time a president was ever assassinated. Number two, there was era changes at that time. People wanted to elect new governments. Most governments enacted the Black Codes after the death of Abraham Lincoln. Finally, at most least, number three, Lincoln's death left a legacy and historical significance. Lincoln did a lot of good things for society. For example, he freed the slaves. He was a good president overall. Now, let's all make this short at the end, shall we? John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln just because he disagreed with him and he tries to make a point. When he fails horribly. That's about it for today, folks. Next time, we'll be talking about how America planned to make the atomic bomb and how they did it. What inspired them to make them do it? Well, tune in on the next episode. Catch us on the flip side. Bye. A big thank you to Mr. Fowler for helping me get a long way with this presentation. He's a good teacher. You should really hook him up. Thank you for this sponsor.